कवायवग्नि जलोद्भीषु
कवायवग्नि जलोद्भीषु
कवायुः अग्निः सो दैट बिकम्स कवायवग्निः देवतिर्यन्नरादिषु
देवतिर्यन्नरादिषु
अभिन्ना सच्चिदानन्दाः
अभिन्ना सच्चिदानन्दाः
विद्यते नामरूप विद्यते रूपनामनि
विद्यते रूपनामनि
या सो he spoke about the five parts amsham of anything that is taken up as sachidanandam and namarupam so here he speaks about how the differences in things so there can be a doubt as to okay different things have different sachidanandam as well so he says it's not that way ka vayuh agni jalor vishu so in all the elements the all the main elements are panchabhutam that we see the main panchabhutam panchamahabhutam as well as in other creatures so devatiriyam naradishu so he speaks about insentient things like the panchabhutas so that also includes mud and other things which are mud pot and all which are insentient and sentient beings like devatriyan naradishu so it's like devatas then manushyas as well as mriga so in all these sachidanandaha abhinnaha sachidanandam is undivided non different is the same then what is the difference vidyate roopa namani so they differ in nama roopa so all the entities that we see is have the sachidanandam same but the nama roopam is different in those entities so everything that we see is sachidanandam only but with the difference of nama roopa so difference in entities difference in beings difference in things are only due to sachidanandam nama roopa due to the nama roopam amsham of the particular thing or entity so here like we can have a doubt that if sachidanandam is there in all the entities then why isn't there happiness in everything anandam in everything in all those so that's where like in if you see panchadashi the last chapter he speaks about brahmanande vishayanandam in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Yajnavalkya explains about different gradations of happiness in things in things like devas will have more happiness and all those gradation so all that is though everything has anandam part in it but still that anandam or the difference of name and form causes a person to limit both sachidanandam as well so even though sachidanandam is same it can't sachidanandam can't be up in entities that we see sachidanandam is always there it cannot be different so it is there along with nama roopam so that mixing with nama roopam limits it that limiting that limit or that limitation reduces the bliss anandam to vishayam vishaya anandam it becomes not pure anandam but vishaya anandam when the anandam part is associated or limited by the nama roopa so though each entity or each object that we see has sachidanandam aspect in it but that is limited by nama roopam so when we see we don't see it as sachidanandam if we see it as sachidanandam then that is called brahmajnanam that is jivan mukti seeing everything as brahman in that case there will be anandam in anything but when we see or perceive the nama roopam aspect of it then we don't see the sachidanandam aspect of it and when we don't see the sachidanandam aspect of it then the anandam that comes is limited by the Namarupam.
Okay.
Not Anandam alone, the Satchit, everything is limited by that thing. Let's say it's a pot. So a pot's existence or a pot's Sat aspect is also limited by the Namarupam. As long as pot is the name of pot and the form of pot is there, it exists.
Okay.
If it is not there, then it doesn't exist.
Okay.
So the difference is quite simple. Maybe it's tough to put it in words or understand, but the only thing is, Namarupam limits that Satchidanandam aspect of it. Therefore, Anandam and Sat, everything is limited. Remove Namarupam, then there is no question of pot having happiness. So that's why the entities of the world, any object cannot give happiness or anandam, it cannot give, because it is with Namarupam. When you remove the Namarupam, there is no object at all to even doubt that, okay, the object can give happiness.
Okay.
When the object is there, there is Namarupam which limits the Satchidanandam, therefore there is no eternal bliss. Remove Namarupam, there is no question of object itself there.
Okay.
So that's the reason why we don't get happiness from all the entities or objects that we see. Happiness is limited by the Namarupam. Therefore, Satchidanandam aspect, the entire Satchit Anandam aspect is limited by the Namarupam. Therefore, it seems to be, is there real limitation? There is no real limitation, because it is the same in everything. Limitation itself is being caused by the Namarupam. Remove Namarupam, there is no limitation. Bring in Namarupam, there seems to be limitation. So it is like Ghatakasham and Mahakasham. There is no real limitation. Why there is no real limitation? Because remove Namarupam, you will see the original.
Okay.
If you remove the Namarupam and still you don't see, don't get Anandam, then that means that entity is really limited, or Anandam is really limited by the Namarupa.
Okay.
Any real limitation is when you remove the limitation, that entity is also will be like, entity will not be unlimited.
Okay.
Limitation that we speak about, Upadhi, is Upadhi can be real and Upadhi can be mithya. An example. It's very tough. That is where we learned in Vedanta Paribhasha, that the difference between Upadhi, we learned somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Difference between Upadhi and what was the other thing, I forgot. Yeah, so limitation is not here. The limitation that we speak about, or Upadhi, is always mithya. It's not real.
Okay.
And since it is not real, therefore remove it. It's not real, because remove it, you'll feel it as full. So he says, like, everything has two aspects, but still the two aspects or Namarupam limits the Satchidanandam Vastu, which is same in all entities. How is it same? Simple, remove the Namarupam, you'll find it the same. Remove the Namarupam, there is no Dvaitam, there is no difference. When there is no difference, then you don't see it as different. When you don't see it as different, then you don't have any attachment or aversion to it. That means it is Anandam only.
Okay.
So though all things have these five amshas, the first three, Satchidanandam is the same in everything, Namarupam is different. Namarupam seemingly limits the Satchidananda Vastu.
Okay.
So now what is the way out of it? Quite simple. Remove the Namarupam aspect and always concentrate on the Satchidanandam aspect, that is realization, or the path to realization.
Okay.
That is what he explains in the next shloka. Upeksha nama rupe dve.
upekshe nama rupetve
sachidananda tatparah
sachidananda tatparah
samadhim sarvada kuriyat
samadhim sarvada kuriyat
ritayeva atava bahih
ritayeva atava bahih.
So renounce the two entities of Namarupa and Sachidananda Tatparaha. Be focused. Tatparam. Tatparam means Tatparaha. Be concentrated or contemplate on the Sachidanandam. Tatparaha is another word used by Krishna in many places. Tatparaha means like focused on something. Tat here means Sachidanandam. So focus on Sachidanandam. Upekshyam, renounce Namarupam aspect. So there is no real renouncing possible because the Namarupam itself is an illusion. So knowing that Namarupam is illusion, concentrate on the Sachidananda Vastu. That is Samadhi. Do it always. Sarvada Kuriyat. Do it always. First in the mind, internally and then externally as well.
Okay.
So always, when the mind goes into something, then inward, internally ascertain that, okay, it is Sachidanandam, Brahmo Namarupa.
Okay.
And externally, how do you see it? Externally is also the same thing. Externally, like when you see objects, pierce through them and know that, okay, this is Sachidanandam. Ascertain the mind, that's it.
Okay.
Like an illusory, like a person who is so thirsty and he is in desert, he will ascertain himself that water is there. Similarly, ascertain that the entities are not Namarupam, but they are Sachidanandam only. There is no difference.
Okay.
So initially, in the mind, internally, so first you need to understand that I am Brahman and then see it everywhere.
Okay.
So he will be explaining in the next few shlokas as to what is internally, how to do it, what are the different types of samadhi and all. But in simple way, total samadhi, that is internally and externally both to be done, is whenever the mind goes into something, some object, some entity, remove the namarupam and ascertain that it is Sachidananda. And when a person really analyzes, he will find that any entity has only these five components, five parts.
Okay.
There is nothing apart from these five parts. Nobody can say there is anything other than these five parts.
Okay.
So first, intellectually, you will have to ascertain that there are only five parts and the three parts are steady, unchanging, and the other two parts are what changes it. Once you ascertain it, then whenever the mind goes somewhere, yato yato nischarati manas chanchalam astiram tatas tato niyamyetat atmanyeva vashimnayet. Krishna says in 6th chapter that whenever the mind goes outside, chanchalam manas goes outside, chanchalam and astiram manas goes outside, then bring it forcefully back into Atman. How do you bring it back? It is quite simple. There is no bringing back. Wherever it goes, ascertain, bring a Brahman there.
Okay.
So in whatever entity the mind or the eyes or the indriyas get fixed, see the Atman there instead of the Namarupam.
Okay.
Yatra yatra mano yati tatra tatra brahma darshanam. That is what Shankara says in one of his works. Wherever the mind goes, see Brahman there. Brahman has to be seen there. He'll be explaining about like samadhi in the next shlokas as to what different types of samadhis and all. But in short, that is what upeksha nama rupe dve sachidananda tatpara. This is samadhi. Samadhi kuriyat. Sarvada kuriyat. So this is the samadhi that Vedanta speaks about.
Okay.
We'll continue tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.